What was the moment when did you start feeling in control of your professional life, or perhaps not only the professional one?
Professional life, I would say halfway through House of Cards, because it was a progressive movement towards complete collaboration with the writers, with the producers, and then I became an executive producer because I was so involved from the nascent stage of building the arc of the season down to changing the words in the makeup trailer at 5:30 in the morning, a scene we were going to shoot at 7 a.m. We were reformatting a scene and juxtaposing certain lines, and I realized the taking control that you're talking about is being not such a soloist, which an actor is. It's such a soloist act. You know, you're doing your homework by yourself, you're reading your lines by yourself in the mirror, in the makeup trailer. The kind of control that I'm thinking of is more about collaboration.
Your role as Claire Underwood in House of Cards is clearly a very controversial one, kind of like power itself. It's very appealing and scary at the same time. But what do you believe her best qualities are that anyone can look up to?
That she is self-possessed and complex and sensitive at the same time. And a utilitarian.
All right, self-possessed. It's something that contradicts with your first answer.
Why?
As an actress, I mean.
Well, no, as an actress, I can't judge my character the way you would judge her, which is she's a menacing, corrupt, venal woman. You know what I mean? Most people would say that about her. I don't say that about her. I'm like, wow, she's very efficient. And she doesn't suffer fools.
Do you think chances are these qualities may come to be, along with your character's flaws, that they are inevitably two sides of the same coin?
Yes, I do. And if you think about her as a template, she's the best of both sexes.
What is the best advice you remember ever have gotten as a young aspiring actress?
Oh my goodness. Oh, that's going to take me forever.
Well, maybe not the best. You probably won't remember right now what the best one is, but the one that comes in your mind right now, it must worth something if it's the first that comes in your mind.
You know, it's funny because there's no way to attain it when you're that age and you remember in your later years, God, I wish I could have absorbed that kernel of advice, which was basically have no fear. You cannot be fearful. Run through the wall of fear. But when you're in your young 20s and you're starting out in an industry that is very daunting, you have nothing but fear.
And what advice you realized over time, again, after becoming successful, of course, was maybe not such a good one?
Oh, no.
Something other actors or actresses or whatever, young professionals, can maybe stay away from. An advice that is given from time to time, but you realized it's maybe not the best.
Probably don't rustle any feathers. It won't be good for your career. Don't talk back is what they were saying. And then you realize that probably wasn't the best solution. Should have had a stronger voice in certain situations.
Romania is still quite a beginner regarding modern women rights and empowering. This concept is just starting to emerge, largely inspired by what's happening on the internet, so it's not something very cohesive. What is your vision of the best that can come out of empowering women?
I mean, woman is mother, wife, sister. In other countries, they pray to the woman as if it's Mother Earth. You wouldn't be here without your mom. You know what I mean? So it's a multifaceted necessity, women. We're very multifaceted. And men and women need each other. We need each other to survive on this planet. So empowering more of that, the fact that, you know, there are millions of girls out of school because it's not an expectation for girls to be educated. But it is for boys. Just having a paradigm shift of philosophy, that's an empowerment in and of itself.